morning and a very warm welcome to everyone on this fine Sunday. We hope that Dudley and Eunice have passed us by without any issues this week. And I will just immediately go around the parish, but there's a couple of faces missing, and just sending our regards to Echtin and Mar, as our Sheila is on holiday at the moment, and we send them all our best wishes from here. So now over to you in Money Musk and Clooney.
Thank you, Stella. Just a couple of intimations from our end. I'm having a holiday this weekend, and so we're using a digital service for our worship. During the course of the coming week, we have our mainly music on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we have our midweek service. We also have our final new members and choiry class in preparation for next Sunday at Clooney. We welcome two new members joining the church through public profession of faith, and we're looking forward to that. Kirk Session is called to meet 15 minutes before the service to affirm these two people. And then we have a third person, but she is going to be joining Money Musk Church, so that will happen in March. So a bit of excitement to look forward to over the next few weeks in the church. It's always lovely to welcome new, younger people making a public profession of faith. But I think that's all that's happening with us. So we move to Joshua at Kemi.
Thanks, Ewan. And hello, everybody. I hope everyone's having a lovely day. Some news to share from Kemni. This Sunday, we'll continue our study of the book of James in our Sunday worship. Monday evening, we continue to have a Bible study via 0365 Teams. So if you'd like to be a part of that, please be in contact with me and we'll make sure to get that arranged. And on Tuesday, the 22nd, we'll have our next regular meeting of Kirk Session, during which we'll have the presentation of our accounts. Well, that's the main news to share from Kemni. Now I pass it over to my friend, Neil.
Thank you very much, Joshua, and hello everybody from Kintore. If you're worshipping at Kintore today, you'll notice that I'm not with you, and Tose is not on our blather because he's saving his voice for Sunday at Kintore. Only news from us is to remind you about our drop-in centre on a Friday morning from 9:30 till 11. Come have a cup of tea and something to eat, and you're welcome to also use that opportunity to drop off anything for the food bank. So that's in our church halls on a Friday. And next Sunday is our monthly communion service. That's the 27th. And if you'll be joining us on Zoom for that service, please just remember to bring elements of wine and bread so that you can join us in the celebration of Holy Communion. Now over to Stella.
Thank you, and thank you to all. I just wanted to relate a little incident last Sunday that we just had a sort of disembodied voice come over the Zoom call back into the Kirk, which doesn't happen very often. And I just like to think that as the restrictions ease and we talk more about meeting only in person, that we don't disregard our electronic doors, which have been open for so many, and this blether is such an important part of that. So we make sure we strongly welcome everyone who can only join this service or any of the Zoom services that are recorded. So warm welcome to everyone from there. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And now let us call to worship. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Let us pray. Dear Lord, loving God, we give you praise and glory, for you made us and gave us life. We thank you for all that gives us joy and sustains us in earthly life. We thank you for the food we eat, for our homes and our friendships. We thank you that we can support one another in times of celebration and in times of worry and sadness. We thank you for your support, and help us lean on you with all our hearts instead of relying on our own understanding. Give us the confidence and wisdom to follow you as you guide us towards the right path. Even when we make decisions that aren't the best, continue to work for our good and your glory. Remind us that your ways are higher than our ways, and that you always know the best way to go. We thank you for sending Jesus Christ into the world. We thank you that he taught us about your love for us. We thank you that he showed us how to live together and to be neighborly to one another. We thank you that he died and rose again for us, opening the gates of heaven that all may go in. We thank you that he sent the Holy Spirit to live within us. We thank you that by faith in Jesus Christ, you count us as your children and fit to receive your inheritance of eternal life so that we may live forever in your presence. All praise and glory, honor, power and majesty be to you, our God. Amen. Our opening hymn for today is hymn 562, Through the Love of God our Saviour.
Our reading today is taken from Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 9, and reading from verse 9 to 13. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at the table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." May God bless to us the reading of his holy word. Amen.
Calvary, greetings to everyone. Thank you for watching this sermon wherever you are. May the Lord bless you. We have just read a story of Jesus calling Matthew, one of the 12 disciples. During this time, Israel was under the Roman Empire, meaning it was colonized by Rome. At that time, Matthew was a Jew employed by the Roman forces to collect imperial tax from his fellow Israelites. Tax collectors were known for their corrupt exercises. They were charging extra tax for lining their pockets and for them to be rich as well, at the expense of their fellow citizens. Therefore, they were objects of hatred. I think if you are to give a reference of Jesus' parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee, you can see the hatred which was there between the Israelites and the tax collectors. So the title tax collector was associated with a sinner as a byword for everything that was wrong in the society, because they were continuously in touch with Gentiles. Therefore, ceremonially, they were unclean throughout. And Jesus also was called a friend of tax collectors and sinners. This was just a title which they gave him as a way of mocking him. It is remarkable that Jesus calls Matthew to be his follower, to be part and parcel of the 12 disciples whom he was with during the 3 years which he did his ministry on this earth. But Jesus did not call Matthew only to be among the 12 disciples, but he also called him to be the partaker of the inheritance of God. Jesus is interested in people like Matthew, regardless of the background. As I have said before, the tax collectors were regarded as people beyond salvation, and no prophet would like to be seen socializing with them. Everyone has gotten a background. Matthew had a background of being a tax collector. Peter had a background of being a fisherman. And likewise, everyone has got a background. I don't know what a background is like, whether the background is bad, whether the background is good. But whether the background is bad, whether the background is shabby, whether the background is unacceptable, which makes you unqualified. The people may see you as if you are unqualified to be part and parcel of God's people, or to be part and parcel of inheriting God's inheritance. But the good news is that God qualifies those people who are unqualified for them to be partakers of the inheritance, of his inheritance. If I had to look, we had to look at the meaning of the word qualify. It may mean to be made sufficient or to be equipped with adequate power to do what you are supposed to do. I would like to use this supporting scripture from Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, which says, "Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light." I'd like to give this example Let's say you want to go and watch football in a stadium where there are different sections to sit, and there's a first class where more money is to be paid. Then someone comes and pays that money for you. Even if you don't have money in your pocket, that person who pays that amount qualifies you to enjoy all the benefits of the first class. No matter you don't have money, but that person who pays for you qualifies you to be in that first class and to enjoy all the benefits of the first class. So don't allow anyone or someone to judge you according to what you have, because the qualification is not based on what you have, but based on the qualifier who has paid the full price for you. Christ has paid the full price for us, no matter what Matthew was doing. But the moment Jesus called him, he qualified him. The past was forgotten. The past, Jesus qualified Matthew to be fit for the job, to be fit to inherit the kingdom of heaven. That is what Christ did for us. If you get the ticket to be in the first class and allow the people to bully you in that first class, that is up to you. But the price has already been paid. Sometimes Christians may allow Satan to bully them, can allow some Christians to bully them, can allow even sometimes pastors to bully them, telling them that you are not qualified. But the price has been paid. Jesus Christ qualifies us. Jesus Christ has qualified us when he died on the cross. So we must participate in his ministry. We must participate in his vineyard, knowing that he has qualified us, no matter the background that we come from, no matter what we have done in the past. By accepting him as the Lord and Savior, he has qualified us to be the partakers of his inheritance. May the Lord richly bless the teaching of his word. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Shall we once again join our hearts and our minds in prayer? Let us pray. God of the still, small voice, in the stillness, we seek your calming presence. We seek it for ourselves and for our world, tossed and turned, shaken and broken, tormented and destroyed. We seek it after all the physical and emotional forces of life, for all the things that have caused us distress and upset. In the stillness, after the wind, the earthquake and the fire, create for us that stillness. Take from our souls the strain and stress, so that we may be more ready for you. We pray for those whose stillness is broken by loss of any kind, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a job, the loss of health, for young people overwhelmed with a sense of hopelessness, and for the elderly who have lost their youthful visions, and for all who bear the burden of loneliness. In the silence we remember them and pray that they may know the calm of your presence with them. We pray for those who live in constant anxiety, dreading what the future might hold for them, afraid to raise their hopes for better things to come, lest they should be further disappointed. We pray for those who suffer poverty in these challenging times, those too poor to enjoy even the occasional luxury, those uncertain where their next meal will come from, the homeless and often the unloved. In the stillness, we remember them and pray that they may know the calm of your presence with them in their struggle. We pray for those involved in crimes of violence, for those in countries divided by war and unrest, for those divided by prejudice, where one treats another as less than human. In the stillness, we confess our part in the world's sin and pray for peace. And we pray for the church, that it may truly speak with the voice of Christ. Make it vulnerable, that it may speak with calm humility. Make it outward looking, that it may care deeply. Make it a community of peacemakers and bridge builders, that in the midst of life's turbulence, and yes, in the change and challenging times of our church, make it a space for hearing of your still, small voice. Lord, hear our prayer, offered in Jesus' name, and hear us also as we pray using the words he taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We close our service now in praise. Shall we sing together?
To end. Oh,
And now receive God's blessing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you all this day and forevermore. Amen.